פרק ו' הלכה ו', הנודר מן הענבים, מותר ביין, נזיתים מותר בשמן. אמר, קונים זיתים וענבים, אלו שאין יתרעים עשו בהם, ביוצא מהם. תני, רבי שמעון בן אלעזר אומר, קונים כל דבר שדקו להקל, דרך היצא להקל. When somebody asks himself something that is, it itself is ne'akal, and also the yotse mimenu is ne'akal, like something that has dvash, dvash tomorrow, tomorrow, dvash tomorrow. Not arbo, mutar b'yotse mimenu, not a b'yotse mimenu, mutar bo. So he would, if he asks on himself on the dvash, he would be mutar on the actual tomorrow, etenim. Ma itla, what are you referring to? Which is the derech to eat both it and the thing that comes from it. Kagon zeitim v'anavim, which is why anodim and azeitim v'anavim mutar b'yayin ha'shemen. Anodim and yayin ha'shemen, according to this, would be mutar v'anavim v'zeitim. But kol davar shetakol ha'yachel v'ein derech ha'yotze mimenu le'yachel, nodar bo mutar b'yotze mimenu, and ma itlach, what are we referring to? For instance, strawberries, kanelu tutaya, over there you generally don't squeeze them. So if you aser the fruit, your mutter in the mashke, the chol davar shein darko le'yachel v'derech ha'yotze mimenu le'yachel, if the only thing you eat is the, normally is that which comes out of it, then nadar bo lo nitkaveina ela b'yotze. Ma'itlach, what am I referring to, for instance? Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Bon, zero negina she'inan le'yacholim. There's types of veggies that themselves can't be eaten, but you make a drink out of them. Hanodir menat morim, mutar bedvash morim, ministavniot, mutar bechomets itavniot, revirvim betira omer, koshi shen toladato kruyala v'nadar imenu, asraf v'yotzei mimenu, v'chachamim matirim. My time with Rav Yosef, who holds hanodir menachalav, is asra bekum, he holds shem aviv koruyala. And therefore, he seems to be saying the same thing over here. My time to Yehuda ben Betera over here, who holds that anodim and atvorim is aser, anodim and astavniot is aser, because shem beno korui alav. In other words, since the name of the pri is called al shem hayotzei mimenu, so the tmorim are referred to as dvash, which is the ben. But the Torah refers to tmorim themselves as dvash. Eretz dvash. Sitavniot also. The pri is also called sitavniot, even sitavniot is the name of the chomets. I mean, we call the pri the same thing. Now, I would think that Mistav Rav Yehuda ben Betera is moded Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is not moded Rav Yehuda ben Betera. That we should say that if the Shema Aviv is Kori Al Beno, so Rav Yehuda ben Betera will be made if he's ready to say that the Shema Ben is Kori Al Avi. He certainly will say that. But I would say the other way is not true. As Rav Yehuda ben Betera would be voted to Rav Yosef, if the Shem Beno is sufficient to answer the Tmarim Lo Koshkin Shem Aviv, for sure the other way around, that if the Kum is called Hashem HaChalav, he would agree it would be us. But Rav Yosef would not be voted to Rav Yehuda ben Betera, because Lorma Hashem Aviv, to say Kum HaChalva, yes. But the other way around, to call the Tmarim Dvash, even though tomorrow are called dvash, it doesn't mean when I refer to the dvash, I refer to the tomorrow. Hanodir min ha'yayin mutar b'yin tapuchim. Min ha'shemen mutar b'shemen shum shumim. Min ha'dvash mutar b'dvash. Tomorrow. Min ha'chometz mutar b'chometz itavniot. Min ha'krishim mutar b'kaplutot. Min ha'yerek mutar b'yurkot sadeh. In all of these cases, these are subspecies that are shem levi. Now, Matnita is talking about a mokum, she'ein korim lekaplutot krishim. Obviously, if it's a shem levi, so then I understand. But a mokum she'korim lekaplutot krishim, and you know no additional words are necessary, lo gadam, we're not referring to a place where there's synonyms, obviously. L'chein tzrichat zilman b'shkorim lekaplutot krishim. So the Gemara, on the contrary, the only point where the Mishnah would have to even tell us that it's not included is Dafkan Amokam, where there are people who call Kaplutot Prenakrishin. I mean, Akrishin Mutar Kaplutot, because since Rov call them Kaplutot, not Krishin, you go according to the Rov. min hayerek mutar b'yerekot sedemin v'shem levai v'toni Allah on the bright anod min hayerek b'shvi'id asur b'yerekot sedem. Someone who's not a b'yerek, since in that year nobody's planting, so you don't have yerekot gina, so then even yerekot sedem, which are wild, you mean to include, because that's basically what you're referring to that year, and otherwise you wouldn't have anything else. And yerekot sedeh don't have an isur svichim either. So tanita Rabbi Krisfa, b'shem Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, the Omar Taima, Rabbi Krisfa said this over, and the explanation of it, in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, according to which, out of the Omar, somebody would make a neder from Yerek B'Shvi'is, would be Osir Nirakot Sadeh, Hachlo Iterevila of Yerakot Bichutzar Tzoratz. But this was only before they started importing the Yerakot. Of Mishiti, Rebbe Levi Bichutzar Tzoratz, during Shemitah, Rebbe was matir them to import vegetables to Chutzar, so then you do have in mind Yerakot Gina. They're imported Yerakot Gina, but they're still Yerakot Gina. And then Shvi'is becomes like any other year. Yishvi'it Yishar Shnei Shavua. Om Rabbi Yezer Rebbe Chanina, Olshin, Chashuvinein Letami Tumatoch L'Bishvi'it. In Uksin, it says that things that are not miyuchad from Ahal Adam are not going to be makabel tumah unless you have specific kavona to eat it. So Rabbi Yossi is mefarish that Olshin, which are endives, normally are not eaten themselves, because they're very bitter. So that's true during the normal cycle. But during Shemitah, since there aren't too many other vegetables, and Olshin grow wild, so they're considered even without Machshava, they're Yored L'day Tuma. Hadadat Amar, but there too, it's the same halacha, that Hachol Terevi, Levi Yerakot Mechutzlaretz L'aretz. So therefore, people are pretty desperate to lead Olshin. Avi Mishin Terevi, Levi Yerakot Mechutzlaretz L'aretz. There's plenty of good veggies around, and Yishvit Yishar Shnei Shavua. Tani, it says in the Brighton Sanhedrin, Ein Ma'alin Et Hashana, that Bezdin, Ma'abin Hashana, Bezdin is not Ma'aber. The year, Bishviyiz, obviously because you're making it even more difficult than it already is. The Lobim Motzei, Yishvit, the same thing is true, because you don't want Pesach to be later until Chodesh is Mutter. You want the Chodesh to be Mutter as soon as possible. But imi bruah ben yavad, if they did it during Shemitah or Matzah Shemitah, it's mu'ber. Rabbi Zir, b'shem Rabbi Abu Amar. This is only true also at Shloiti Rabbi Lekach Yerek B'chutz La'aretz La'aretz, because there's a problem of lengthening Shemitah. Avo Mishita Rabbi Lekach Yerek B'chutz La'aretz La'aretz Yishvit Yishar Shnei Shavua. Anyway, people have plenty to eat because they import it. Hayyur Rabbi Meir Omer, continuing, that when he's saying Eim Abrim and Sashana and so on, though, over there it goes on to talk about Eim Abrim also, not only Shemitah, but the Shnei Re'avon. So Rabbi Meir brings a Raya, Reyu Omer, the Ish Ba Mi Ba'al Shelisha, Le'aveh Le'ish Elohim Lechem Bikurim, which is Lechem, that is Bikurim, in other words, it's spring, mashma that they would just got it now. And Emelcham of Aker Beretz Yisrael, Yoter Mi Baal Shelisha. So the place of the perot, that's why he had to bring it from Baal Shelisha, when nobody else had new grain. There was a starvation. So he came from Baal Shelisha. And even in Baal Shelisha, all that was available was Lechem Seorim, which are early grains. So Lo Biker Elo Oto Amin, Ve'evi Le'ish Elohim, he brings it to Elisha. Because it says beferish, obviously if they're going to eat it, it's got to be talking about after it's mutter's not chodesh. So we're talking about over here. Obviously the year was late, because if there was nothing there but saorim in Baal Shelisha. What? Yes, exactly. So why was there nothing to eat? It must be that the year really was, Pesach was very early. It should have been Ma'abah the year to make Pesach come out of Bizmana. So then Neymalo Yibra Elisha. How come he hadn't been Ma'abah the year? It's weird. Therefore, says Rabbi Meir, you learn from here, since they were Shnei Re'avon, it says Beferish Rav Deva Rav Boretz, Vayu Akokov Simagranot, and everybody was dying now to get to the new granot, So the Mela, he wasn't Marv of the Shona. So you see from here, Ein Marv and the Shona, the Shnei Rehoboam. Let's check this out of the thing. Whoever this can call back. To me, Ein Marv and the Shona, Mipnei Atuma. Let's say you have Rove of the Tzibur, Tomei Meis. You don't have four aduma to make them Torah in time for the Korban Pesach, so you want more time. So you want to be Ma'abed Hashanah, so that by the time Pesach comes around, you won't have to bring the Pesach Batuma. You're not Ma'abed Hashanah for that, because since the Tzibur can bring the Pesach Batuma, so it's not a sufficient reason to be Ma'abed Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ma'abed, not true. Because we find Shkein Matzino, we find Bechizkiyo, Sheberat Hashanah B'nei Atumah. It says over there, so you see that the whole problem over there of his adding that month was because of Tuma. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, even though you're Ma'aber, we see that obviously Hizkiyahu made a mistake because he was being misfollowed and he did the wrong thing. That wasn't because he was Ma'aber the year for Tumah, it was because he was Ma'aber Nisan. Not that it was really Nisan, but it was already the first day that could have been Nisan. It was already the day that could have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan based on the year, the 30th day. 30th day of Adar is too late to be Ma'aber the Shana. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishem Rabbi Shimon, argues that Yos Chizkiyo never was Ma'aber Shana for Tumah. Chizkiyo was, the thing was over there, was Ha'asila Tzibur Azot Pesach Sheni. He forced Klal Yisrael to bring a Pesach Sheni because it says, Vayivayetz HaMelech Lazot HaPesach B'Chodesh HaSheni, which was Shalom Kedim. Because since it was a Tzibur, they shouldn't have been Nitchel Pesach Sheni. That's what he did wrong. So Itzanah Yitzani Ma'arben Metashan. He didn't bring the Pesach Batumah. That was the problem. He should have brought the Pesach Batuma. What he did was, he said, let's bring the Pesach and Pesach Sheni. So you don't have a right to arbitrarily decide to bring a Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. You must, if it's a Tzibur, then you have to be Deicha because of the Rav. Ita no yitane ma'abim b'tashan b'nei atuma, and ita no yitane ein ma'abim b'tashan. Okay, so in other words, it's like Omar Ma'ar. So ma'ad Omar ein ma'abim mina. He brings Raya from the pasuk that says about Chizkiyahu. It says there, "Kiachlu et haPesach shelo kikatuv." They went against the halacha. Why did they go against the halacha? Because it was below kikatuv. So in other words, Ein Ma'aber Hashanah b'nei atumah. And it says over there that Chizkiyahu was mitpalel and he said, "Hashem atov yechaper ba'ad," because he saw that he did shelo kedin and he realized that he shouldn't have been ma'abrit mipnei atumah. So why does it say over there, Ki yachlu et haPesach shelo kekatuv, and yitpalel Chizkiyahu aleihem, and so on? What was wrong? So what did he do wrong? She'ibru et Nisan ein u'merevah l'Adar, because he made the Shana Mu'ubert on the last day of Adar, which is roy to be Nisan, and he never right to do that. The At, this Mandomer, who holds that if you're Ma'avid Hashem Rehav Tumah shelo kedin, he's going to the Mar Rabbi Simon Bar Zavdi, that Gilguluto Shel Arnona Yevusi. Arnona Yevusi was the one who owned the Makom HaMikdash. They found that they had buried his head under the Mizbeach. So the Goyim had, they wanted that the Goran Arnona Yevusi, Aravna, should be always Al Shmo. And it turned out that they had been metami everything in the Beis HaMikdash, Tumas Meis. There was no time to be metire everything. Ktiv.
Maga.
What?
It's Tumas Maga.
Whatever you hold.
The Chumra, it's a...
Whatever you hold it. You hold it's not metami, you hold it's in the front. Ktiv, b'chol levavo echinit rosh elokim, eloki avotav. So what is that supposed to mean? This continues the same story. And this is the next puzzle. So So the pasuk after Marbitam lo tiheru and after lo tapesu b'lo kekatuv itpadel chizkiyahu aleihem v'cholam avarech in the dor shelokim v'lo kitarat hakodesh. A very weird pasuk. He did it, but not al taras hakodesh. What does this mean? Rabbi Simon bar Zavdi, Rav Meini, argue about what that pasuk means. Chalamar that kama asa v'tarat hakodesh lo yatsa yedei taras hakodesh. Even though it says b'chol avavo hechin, he tried his best, but he wasn't yet to the din of taras hakodesh. So he tried to get rid of all anything that was avodah zarah and wasn't the correct kavana. He was not matzliach. Achronama, the other man Yomer says, afilu kol matzim tovim she'asa. Everything else that he did, libroshes is Hashem, but kol kocho, it says. It's still, he didn't do enough. He didn't do as much as he could have to be matar the base of Migdash, altar, sakedash, to get rid of all residue of avodah zarah. Ktiv, vayachilu ba'achar. Could be. So this was the beginning of Chizkiyahu's Malchus. He wanted to be Matayad Beis HaMikdash from Tumah, from Avodah Zarah. So it says over there that he comes in, L'Pnima Beis Hashem, L'Taher, and it says he took out Kol Tumah Hashem Matzu V'Echal Hashem. So the pasuk there continues to say, V'Echalu Dechad L'Chodesh HaRishon L'Kadesh. So it took them 8 days. So the first day they started this work, the Yom Shmona L'Chodesh, they come into the Ulan, and the Mekadesh Beis Hashem L'Yamim Shmona, the first Chanukah basically. So they had 8 days of being Mekadesh. And then it says, U'Biyom Shishasa L'Chodesh HaRishon Kalu, they completed the work. Why did it take them 8 days? What did it take them until the 16th of the month? Omer Avivi, Mipnei Tzalmei Kastim Shechakakum. What happened over here is that the Kastim had engraved images on the Kotalim of the Beit HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah. It was an awful lot of work. They had to grind down, literally grind down the insides of the stone, which is an immense amount of work. Actually, Shishad Varim, there were 6 things al shlosha hodulot. The Chachom said he was right. Al shlosha lo hodulot. One thing that he did is he took his father's body. It was Ochaz. It was a big Russian. So it was girer atzmot aviv. Instead of making a royal funeral, he treated his father like a piece of dirt and dragged him on a mita shel chavolim. And there they were hodulo because it was a tremendous kiddush Hashem that no kavod is given to a melech who is not a tzaddik, or at least who acted in such rishus. Kitek nachash anechosher, and also hodulo, so that even though Moshe Rabbeinu had made the nachash anechosher, she ground it down, and he said, "People worshiping this thing, it's also a avodah zarah. Get rid of it." And ganas tabla shel refuot hodulo. There were also various refuot that were listed on this tablet, or the Dirs in the Bavli Sefer refuot. So some learned that this was a list of various astrological things, and it was that they would use for refuah, which was Avodah Zarah, and he destroyed that as part of his Biur Acharei Avodah Zarah. Others learned that it was a sefer refuahs that had all illnesses in it. Anybody who got sick, what all they would have to do is open up the sefer refuahs, and they wouldn't have to be derish Hashem. So they were being misrashed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he decided to get rid of the sefer refuahs. The Rambam goes bananas over that. He says that it's such a classically religious idiocy. He says. In other words, you have a refuah. We should get rid of the refuahs to make people more religious. Can you imagine anybody so stupid to think that that's... What an idiotic thing to say. As he said, obviously he didn't mean that. What do you think? He was a nut? Hodula? Obviously it's talking about that it was a safer of astrology and nonsense and so on. What real refuah is, we're gonna take knowledge and repress knowledge because it can be used for refuah. The success, we should close the universities, we should close the hospitals. After all, you want people to suffer, so they should do tshuva. You have to be out of your cotton picking mind, says the Rambam. How can anybody be so stupid? Such a classic Rambam response. It's marvelous. Okay. And so those are the three things that they were motivated. Al shlosha lo hodu lama, lo, satam emegi kon elyon. He wanted to close up water so that the king of Ashur for the siege wouldn't have any water. So he sealed up the water from the Gifon that used to come outside of the Choma, and that they said was the wrong thing to do. The Novi had already told him, Ganoti ala yirazot lo shiyah. So then you're Semech. That's how called being Semech on a nest when you're given a specific Nevi'ez. Kitzeitz da'atota echal. He cut off the walls of the Echal to send them to the king of Ashur in order to avoid a war. He gave it to the king of Ashur as tribute. That also lohodulo, because there too he should have been Semech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'matzilim. And he barely summed the Nisan, and he did what we were talking about over here, the lohodulo. Because since it was already Roy to be Nisan, you can't change your mind to call it Ad or Sheni at this point.
Some Kherev writes about the booty that he got from Peskiel, and some of it tallies exactly with the puzzle. The talents of gold, the talents of silver.
Really?
In the British Museum.
Wow. Mine is word for word.
Yeah, this meant 300, 500. Mm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Should we continue? It's getting late.
It's up to Rebbe.
Yeah, I think we'll. The idea of the Yerushalmi was that we keep it to less than 20 minutes. So continues the Gemara. So Bezdin does not make a meeting to determine whether a year will be Mubar before the year began with Rosh Hashanah. The imi bua inamu uberat even b'riavat. Aval mipneach adichag. If there is a chashash that there may not be a Beit Din that will be able to make an ibushana, let's say the government is chasing everybody, they're making it impossible to get together, whatever the circumstances are. So in the worst circumstances, ikinu shuma abimotach harosh hashanah miyam. And then there it shouldn't be before hashanah. But it could be immediately after Rosh Hashanah, the Afa P came. But whenever it is, the extra month is not added at that point. The month that it's called, the additional month, is Adar, not some other month. So Ein Mo'uber Ela Adar, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe holds that Nisan Lo Nitaber Miyamav, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was never, ever a on the 31st day of Adar, because the Adar that is Solach LeNisan is always a Chodesh Chaser, and therefore the 30th day would be the day for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rotanina and Im Bo Chodesh Bizman. Now, how could we say that? It says that we're talking about over there the time at which you're supposed to take the Truma Chadosh for Kabbalat Tzibur. So it says over there in the Mishnah. So if the Chodesh was Nitkadesh on the 30th day when it's supposed to, so then you start bringing from the Truma Chadashah on that day. But, continues, Im Nitabra Chodesh, which means that it would be on the 31st, so then on the 30th you're still bringing Korbanot from the Truma Yishana. But that means that obviously there are times when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on the 31st day. It says the Gemara, no. Im ba, but lo ba. I'm telling you what happened. You're telling me a Mishnah that talks about what would happen. I understand what your question is. I'm just telling you, it never happened. That's all I said. I didn't say that it's a logistical impossibility. I told you it never happened. Rav Omar, Tishrei lo nitaber miyamav. Rav holds that Rosh Hashanah was never on the 31st day of Elul, so to speak. In other words, Elul is always chaser. the same way that Adar Samach L'Nisan is always chaser. Ask the Gemara, what about the Mishnah in Shviz? In Haya HaKodesh Mu'ubar, it says over there that it's talking about Shvita, the Torah, on Rosh Hashanah of the Shnat Hashminit, that you make over there Rosh Hashanah 2 days, Mitzad HaSofek, because you don't know if the Edom are going to show up. Maybe there'll be Mekadosh HaKodesh today, and Im Nitaber HaKodesh, then it'll turn out that Rosh Hashanah is really tomorrow. But that would mean, so then it would be, the question is it still part of Shnat Hashmita? So then Shviyas would be Meshameh Techov. If it's today, so then it's already too late for it to be Mashiach Mitachor. So now, if Edim show up on the 30th day of El, and indeed Bezdim is Makadosh HaChodesh, so now it turns out that today is the first day of the next year. So then it's not Mashiach. But in any event, I mean, you see from here that it's certainly El can be Mu'ubah, and Rosh Chodesh can be on the 31st. And I thought Rav said that there's no such thing. Again, and he's saying, there's no halachas that define if such thing would be. Im haya, the Mishnah's talking about if such thing would be. All I said was, lo haya. It just never happened. Kishikichuot ha-shana bu'usha. There's a place in Banea's neighborhood, it's called Usha.
Which will have excavation this month.
There we go. Wow. So now, the brachas, and the tefillas musaf of Rosh Hashanah, so over there, there's a machlokas about whether you're kollel malchus with kedushas hayom or not, and so on. So it goes on to say, kishikidur shana beusha. So Rabbi Shmuel got up to daven, and he was kollel malchus together with the bracha of kedusha, with atakadosh. So now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said there, that's not the way we used to do it in another place in Barnea's neighborhood. This is Yavna. Lo ayinu noagim ken b'Yavna. We did not include the Malchus with the Atakadosh, included with the Kedushas Hayom. So now, B'yom HaShini, the next day of Rosh Hashanah, Ova Rabbi Hananya ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and he did it the way we do it, like Rabbi Akiva, where he was Kailel Malchus together with the Birchas Hayom. Omrib Shimon Gamliel, Kena, you know, not going to be Yavna. That's the way that we used to do it on Yavna. I don't understand. I thought Rav said there never was a second day of Rosh Hashanah. But Rav said that always the first day of Tishrei was the last day of Elul. In other words, the 30th day of Elul. And over here it says, Vatani Kitshu, Rishon, Ubisheni. How do you explain that? Says, it should say Rebbe Zir, Bishem, Rebbe Chista. Answers, that the truth is, we're not ma'aber elo. It's just that the year was messed up. They made a ta'ut, and that's what happened. Rabbi Bas says, Ma'u ririshon, ma'u b'sheni'in. Rabbi Bas b'shem Rabbi. It doesn't mean the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It means the first day of Rosh Hashanah of Usha. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, which was a year later in Usha. That was the next Rosh Hashanah. Shana Rishana Vashana Shmiya. That's mean the next day of Rosh Hashanah. A year later, the next Rosh Hashanah, which is the second day of Rosh Hashanah in Usha, they did it like Rabbi Akiva. What makes you think it's a reference to the same day? What do you mean? It says, Ratani Yom HaRishon, Yom HaSheni. Does it? It doesn't say the Rosh Hashanah HaRishon, Rosh Hashanah HaSheni. Therefore, it makes sense that it should be like Rabbi Zeira, that there was a kilkul in the year, but not that it actually was Mu'ubar. They made a mistake in the Chesed.
I'm not sure if the history is possible,
because
it
deals
with the Hebraic
decrees
or something, a problem that they have to move,
and
not just the
Nasimur,
but there should be a...
I have no idea what you're referring to. You're going back to the Gemara that said if it was an emergency?
No, that's not the way we did the Yom. There's some kalkula, maybe some confusion because they weren't settled, they weren't Yusha.
It could be because they all had spoiled coffee that morning. Not me, your chef.
I understand.
That would make sense. Say, Moshe Baruch wasn't there and hadn't made the coffee.
It's happened.
Only happened one time. Oh, it's a shaman, this coffee.
I see.
So now, Kichuhu, Kodem Zmano, ula'achar iburo yom echad. How about if it was done wrong? If Bezer is Bekadosh L'Kodesh on the 29th, or on the 32nd, you might think, because we said, after all, that it's lachem, so even if you screw up to the point that you're calling a day that couldn't be a day of Rosh Chodesh, you might think that's also good. Talmud lomar, Ashitigru otam mikrai kodesh, elaim oadai. So we darshan it without the vav. It's written without a vav. Atem, and we're dorish atem afilu shogim, atem afilu mezid, and so on. Nonetheless, it's always an atem that's otam. So in other words, otam eim oadai, but ein elaim oadai. It's only if it's something that could have been moadai. But if you're going to take a time that cannot be moadai, then these are not moadai. These are other moadim, and therefore the chodesh will not be mikudash afilu b'di'avad.
Is this arguing the Bavli, or it's an additional element of the Bavli that you're talking about?
Which Bavli are we talking about?
That Rabbi Kiva tells Rabbi Yeshua that it doesn't matter.
Why would that be arguing? I can't understand you. The Bavli holds
there's a limit to how much of a mistake you can make.
Yeah, and the Bavli doesn't hold that?
But we call it addressing it, addressing it.
No,
Bavli can say, if they called it, they called it. The Shalom is saying there's a limit to that conversion. Is that correct? Is that the way it is?
Yeah, that's
okay,
the way it is.
So it's an additional element with the Bavli. Would you know this from the Bavli?
I can't say that I remember that you would know it from the Bible. No. Could be you're right, but this is the marker. When we get to Rosh Hashanah, maybe I'll remember better.
Okay.
Lifnei Zmano, what is meant? Over Lifnei Zmano, on the 29th. Chavtet Yamin. What is meant with the words Liachari Buro, on the 32nd day? Lamed Beit. If the Bnei Agolah have already left Babel and they're on their way for Aliyah L'Regel and they're just going to miss bringing the Korban Pesach because they were delayed, so you could be Ma'abar the Shana to give them now time. Talmud lomar v'yedaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael haseyat ha-moadot shi'asun ko Yisrael. It just said El Bnei Yisrael. Make sure that these moedim are practical moedim for Bnei Yisrael. If they're not going to make it, give them additional time.
They can't make it because the roads are not traversable from the
ground. I don't know. Omer of Shmuel Bar Nachman, Vein Shigyu L'Prat. It's only if they're already on their way and they've gotten up to the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. If they haven't gotten to Nahar Prat, so then you're not Ma'abrim et Hashana. Ein Ma'abrim et Hashana, furthermore, Ela B'Yehuda. This is a continuation of the previous bright. So Ein Ma'abrim et Hashana, unless it's a Bezdin in Eretz Yehuda. So the truth is that this is the Bavli, we're going to learn this out from the Shechinot Tidroshu, called Rishot Shata Dorech, Lo Yela B'Shechno Shel HaMakom, which is called the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so, but here it doesn't bring that. V'imi brua b'galil, b'di'avad, if Beit Din was in the Galil, it's ma'uber. Heyed Rabbi Chananya, ish ono. One of the edut in front of Rabbi Gamliel was that im eina yecholah le'yitaber b'yehuda, sh'ma'abrim al tabi galil. That the halach is that you could do it in l'chatchila. Let's say there were gzeirot in the malchut that didn't allow you to be in Yehuda, so then either l'chatchila. That's b'di'avad doesn't mean you already did it. B'di'avad means that there's no alternative. Ein ma'abrim et hashana b'galil ve'im mi'bruah mu'berb. Even if you could have been ma'abrim et hashana b'yehuda and you did it wrongly in the Galil, b'di'avad it would be mu'berb.
So the Bavli has the story of Rabbi Yehuda sending someone to go be mekadesh in a certain place, or you're sending him to Yehuda.
Let's see when we get to Rosh Hashanah. The Bavli doesn't have this in the Dorim. I mean, when we're holding in that circuit, we should bring up all of the reasons. Right? Isn't that why we're doing parallel Yerushalmi, Bavli, now? Okay, so this part is not... No, but that's only for those who live in the neighborhood. That's true. But this is only v'shicholim la'abra b'Eretz Yisrael. So then even b'di'avad, if it could have been done in Eretz Yisrael, but if it couldn't have been done in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Beit Din, that's samu. She'en yicholim la'abra b'Eretz Yisrael, ma'abrim ata b'chutz la'aretz. Yirmiyo was actually ma'abar Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz. Yechezkel was ma'abar Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz. Boruch ben Neriah, the Talmud of Yirmiyo, was Iber b'Chutz La'aretz. There was no Bezdin, that was Simufla in Eretz Yisrael. Hananya ben Achim of Yeshua was also ma'abar b'Chutz La'aretz. Hananya ben Achim Rebbe Yeshua. Okay, you know the mice over there?
No.
Shalach le Rebbe, Tlat Igrim, Gabi Rebbe Yitzchak, Rebbe Natan. Rebbe sent, this is the whole mice in the Bavli, he sent Hananya ben Achi Rebbe Yeshua three letters from Eretz Yisrael in the hands of Rebbe Yitzchak and Rebbe Natan to Hananya ben Achi Rebbe Yeshua. Bechora katav l'kedushat Hananya. Now the first letter he writes all kinds of amazing, in the Bavli, they said this verbally. And Yerushalmi wrote in a letter. So he wrote all these amazing titles, Hagoyim, Hagadol, Hachosh. Of course, they didn't know what Hagoyim was in those days. But he called him Kedushat Hananya. Hananya was a great and holy man. So that way, he saw this letter. So he was very machabit to people who came. And he said, make sure everybody hears this letter. And this is the way they write to me in Eretz Yisrael. So, fuck. The next one he wrote, you better watch out, because Gedim Sheinachta Nasut Hayashif. You left these little goats, but now they are big he-goats. So therefore, don't think that you had a right to be Ma'abed Hashanah Chutz La'aretz, because they're now Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't watch out, they're going to butt you. And then in the last one he writes, that im einata mekabel alecha, if you refuse to accept the moadim the way we have done it here in Eretz Yisrael, I'll tell you what you should do. Say lecha lemidbar ha'atad, go out to the Sahara, you know, and like Yotam ben Yerubal did, v'tei shochet, what you do over there, you build yourself a little Beit HaMikdash, you can be the shochet, and then that same thing as the Chunyan ben Shimon, who was the Kohen Gadol who built in Alexandria, he went and built him his Mizbeach that he was the Kohen for. So yeah, you do the same thing. You can go ahead and you can get good old Nechunyan, who was the Kohen Gadol over there in Alexandria. You can have him work in your Beit HaMikdash also, because that's about how serious your holidays are. So if you're going to have fake holidays, you might as well have a fake Beit HaMikdash also. So Kadmito, they bring him the first letter, and woo, Ikron, he gives them all kinds of kavod, and he says, these are big, look how they brought this letter. The Tanyitan, when the second letter came, so then, at least, okay, so that's very nice to hear that they're Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. She was also Mechabit now. When the third letter came, so then over there, boy in the Basteron, when they gave him the third one, so he wanted to be Mavazadam and to make the letter into meaninglessness. Amrim Lane. So they said to him, it's too late, buddy. Lo yachilat dekvari karatnun. You've already made us so choshev. What are people going to say now? They're not going to believe you. They'll say that you're not trying to put us down because you don't like what we're writing. It's too late. Kam Rabbi Yitzchak v'kara. Ktiv b'yoraita ilam o'adei Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua. Right? Isn't that what it says? So everybody says, hey, what are you talking about? It says ilam o'adei Hashem. This is bad news. Amar lom. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to them, no. It's apparently not what it says. Gabon, back in Eretz Yisrael, it's Mo'adei Hashem. I mean, but you, after all, rely on this Hananya character, so you have to change it to Sifrei Torah. You have to change it to Ela Mo'adei Hananya. Come, Rabbi Natan v'Yishlim. Rabbi Natan gets up, And he says the next pasuk, Ki mi bavel teitze teira unedvar Hashem min ahar pekod. So everybody starts shouting, what, ki mi tziyate teira unedvar Hashem Yerushalayim? On my lunch, that's it said to them. No, that's by us in Eretz Yisrael.
Sounds like our generation. This is practical rabbinics. You know?
No, not here. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Kimitzion de Tzitzorah. I mean, you guys have a different Torah, obviously, because you keep Hananiah Moadim. So Hananiah was so angry. As of a kibbalah, he went and sent a complaint to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira and the Tzivim. Huh? Thank you. That's also in Bnei's neighborhood. Amar Leser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira told the people that he sent that Acharehem, Acharehem, you have to walk always after the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Leser, Rabbi Hananiah said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lina Yada Mashavika Taman. But you think I don't know what is back there in Eretz Yisrael? They're all a bunch of idiots. There's nobody over there that's that can be a competition to me in having a Beit Din. So man modali dinu chachomim achshavat akavati. Who's going to show me that these guys are as choshev as I am to be koveya the Rosh Hashanah? You have to be a borkin to go for some mazolis. Mikivan do amar lo chachim et akavati shmunle. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira said, what, you think that people are going to listen to you because you're going to tell people, how do we know that they're as great as I am? Mikivan de inon chachamim machshava de kavate yishma lahom. If there are chachamim in Eretz Yisrael that are claiming that in Eretz Yisrael there are chachamim that know how to be machashim, they're going to listen to them anyway. Because you're not supposed to lechatchila be koveya in chutz laretz. You're koveya because you said there wasn't anybody there. But once now word gets around, there's people there, we don't have to sit here and have a competition. So come, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira got up, v'rachav susaya, and he starts riding on a horse in order to show that today was actually Alpi v'cheshbon of Bezdin and Eretz Yisrael, and hained him mata-mata in those places where Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira got up and he reached with his horse. So they all were makabel that the kviyas goes according to Bezdin Eretz Yisrael. But the places that he never was able to get to, Hindulomata, Noagim Bekilkul, they continued to be Noheg with the phony Moadim of Hananiah.
Stephen is on the road between Haran and Eretz Yisrael, between Babel and Eretz Yisrael. So which way was he going? He was going towards deeper into Babel to tell the people?
Barnea, you know that I don't know.
Deeper? No,
to Vaisheni. I don't know. You're the bucky. What are you asking me?
It's like a rainbow, right? So
I don't
he's
know.
Here. Was he going deeper into Babel, or is he going towards Eretz Yisrael?
Let's wait and see for the continuation. Maybe we can do the
next.
He turns on.
All
right, let's start again. All right, the last word of Gimel and Menahem. Why did Yirmiyo mention in a long list of who he's writing this letter to, after saying O Kol Ha'am, the Kohanim, the Nevi'im, and so on? Why did he say El Yeter Ziknei Agola? So we darshan. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lashon of Yeter is a lashon of Yitaron. So Biyoter and Chaviv analyze Ziknei Agola. Ziknei Agola are very, very choshev to me. Nonetheless, they're just a yeter. They're just an add-on. Because chaviva like kat ktana sheberet Yisrael b'sanhedrin gedola shebechutz laretz. So a small group of Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael is more valuable to me than even a sanhedrin gedola shebechutz laretz.
That nonetheless is sort of missing in the...
Okay, that's Yerushalmi. Ksiv acharash ramazger elef. So now, so the Golas, the original Golas, it says Kolan Sheikh Achayel, Necheresh and the Mazger, Hakog Yiborim Osei Milchama, these were the people that were brought to Bavel. So we darshan over there that when it says Giborim, it means that Giborim Osei Milchama Becham Teshal Teira. And why they're called Cheresh and Mazger? Because when they're Poteach, everybody become like Charashim. They can't speak because there's such tremendous Chachamim. And they're so green. shut their mouth. And they're called the Masger, because once they say something, it's nothing, it's 100%, there's nothing to be Maharim about. So we continue on to say that if you're telling me that the Pasuk is made, that the Chachonim in Bavel are called Cheresh HaMasger, and they're Giborim Bochoma, Atavrim Hocha, and you say that nonetheless, even a cat of Tamir Chachonim, which is, who's left? All the Choshva people went to Chutzlarts. And nonetheless you're saying that that's more Choshva. It's amazing. Reb Racha, B'Shem Reb Chalba, V'Rabonin, argue. Reb Racha Amar Acheresh Elef, Amasger Elef. Not together Acheresh Ramel, but Acheresh Ve'amasger Elef. Each one was Elef. So then, the Tamir Chachomim, so they're Cheresh, so then, what do you need Hamasger for if the meaning of Cheresh is that when they open up their mouth, everybody else shuts it? Must be that there were 2,000. So then Rabban and Amri know together they're 1,000. Rebrachia, Rishon Rav Chavram, Elu Achaverim. Furthermore, Rebrachia holds that the Cheresh and the Masger are all referring to Gedolim B'Torah. Whereas Rabban and Amri, Elu HaBalvatim, these are the noble men that the Melech took to Bava. So they're politically important. And that means the Choshuva people in terms of commerce and politics and craftsmanship and so on. So the Masger, Enochin Ami, are people that are in charge of the sealing up the Medina, sealing up the city, and so on. Rabbi Yeshua Karabi Makabel Sahada, Rabbi Yashar Hoshaya, when he would be Makabel, it is for Kiddush HaChodesh Be'im Tav, which is in Eretz Yisrael, which Barnea could tell us may be in his neighborhood.
It might be in Hare Yehuda or in the Shema.
You're not going to tell us more than that?
There's a crusader fortress on this place. And Ein Tav means a good eye. The view there is unbelievable. And you're able to control the roads, etc. It's a few
Ein Mekale, you don't want to tell us the whole story?
It's not.
Oh, that's not the one that's in there?
It's like Beit Shemesh or the whole coast. Really beautiful view between Hare Yehuda and the coast.
Okay. In any event, so Havi Omalon Rav Hoshaya used to say to the Eidim who came for Kiddush HaChodesh, Havin Yadim, Kama Eidus, Yotzi Mipicha, you should know how much this is Choshev as an Eidus, besides the normal Eidus that if somebody is Chas V'Sholom made B'Sheker, is over on an Isra V'Sheker, but over here you're going to create Mamash, the whole world is going to, the ripple effect, that everybody's going to be keeping the wrong Moadim, and we're going to be believing you to be Kaveh the Moadim, so then you're going to be more people with the Mechal Yontem. Kama Sachar Batim Yatzei Mipicha. If it's a Chodesh Moleh, and you're made that it's a Chodesh Chaser, and you're throwing 300,000 people out of their homes, because the lease was up on Rosh Chodesh. You're claiming Rosh Chodesh is a different day. You're going to steal 300,000 people's worth of rent for the day for people. This is serious testimony. Amar Rav Avina, in Kachu, if Rav Hoshaya told them about this, afil dinei nefashot, he could have told them also, you're going to end up killing people. He could have a case where a ktana, let's say, that her father was makabel kedushin for her, so now she's an arusa, she's bashalosh shanim yamecha. So if somebody sleeps with her today, based on your testimony, she's already 3 years old, therefore you're chayek. But if it hadn't been for your testimony, she wouldn't have been 3 years old, in which case he wouldn't have been chayek at all. Look at that. Why don't they mention that? Nimlechu beidin la'aber ubaale ayinu miskila. So, over there, if she would have been pocket, he wouldn't be chayav. Omer Rabbi Avin, you know, we talked about, it's interesting, we just talked about this last week. This again. Agav. That even nature is dependent on the psak bezdin. So what's the pshat of Yelakel Gomer Alai? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gomer, the way to be Manik, the Yelam, Al pi the psak bezdin, bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Someone who's baal haketana, and she's going to be bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad b'rosh chodesh. And then bezdin decides la'aber at ha'chodesh. So the nimlechu beitin la'abro, betulin chozrin, she don't know if he sleeps with her, so she'll become again a betula, because less than shalosh shanim v'yom echad, her betulim are chozrin, v'im la'ab, and if bezdin is not la'aber at ha'chodesh, so then, Einan Chazrin. Turns out that the Bia will be a Bia, and her Betulot are not Chazrin. Halacha.